Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this magnificent Monday, January 19th, Martin Luther King Day. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. If you guys could text me, I'm sending this information to my engineer, Devin Lawrence. Is this digital freeze happening during my talking during this segment of the show? Or is it only happening during the breaks, especially the news and commercials? Are you hearing it during me speaking on this microphone during my live segments or only during the breaks? If you're hearing it during my live session, say both. Text me both. If it's happening only during the breaks, just text me breaks so I can report this to Devin Lawrence and let him know what the issue is. It's something to do with the transmission. It says just during the breaks. I got that from Nick Wallace, thank you, sir, and Rod Wheeler. News break and commercials from Penny. Okay, good. All right, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for that. I'll let him know. So evidently, my live microphone segments are okay. So it has to do something with automation. So I appreciate you letting me know that so I can get that to the engineer and we can address the problem. Hopefully it won't happen anymore this week, but I'll have a conversation with Devin after the show tonight or this afternoon, later tonight. I got another news story I wanted to talk about, caught my attention from Friday after the show. Michigan workers used to make a lot more than the national average, but now we don't. Why is that? Kind of an interesting story, caught my eye, and I said, you know what? I know that because I've talked about it for years. The decline of the state of Michigan happened shortly after the state constitutional convention that we held in 1963. State of Michigan became a state in 1837. For 126 years, we operated with a part-time legislature in Lansing. If you had a problem with a governmental agency, bureaucratic agency, you talked to the governor of the state of Michigan. Why? Because the governor signs the front of their paychecks. If you work in a bureaucratic agency or department, your paycheck, your physical paycheck back in the day before ACH direct deposits, you got a paycheck every Friday from the governor of the state of Michigan. Why? Because the executive branch was responsible for direct oversight, control, management of these bureaucratic agencies and departments. If you go back to the history books and look this up, 1963, state of Michigan was the ninth richest state, the ninth richest state in the country. They used to call the city of Detroit the Paris of the United States. Why? Because we were as affluent and as wealthy as Paris, France, back in the day. Well, going through the years, we started to decline. Mayor of Detroit, Coleman A. Young, we remember the decline of Detroit. All the factories that were shutting down. Well, they posed this question before top fiscal hawks. Shortly before Michigan's top fiscal hawks downgraded the revenue projections Friday afternoon in response to a recently enacted tax policy tweaks, a group of economists turned their attention to a more systemic issue that's hampering the state's fiscal potential. Over the past three decades, Michigan's real wages have deteriorated sharply compared to the United States. During a presentation of the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, economist from the University of Michigan, Gabriel Ehrlich, said it's been declining for more than 30 years. Michigan's average cost of living adjustment real wage in 1990 was the sixth highest in the country. Talking about adjusted for cost of living. Actually standing back then 9.5% higher than the national average. Now, Michigan sits 4.2% below the national average. That reality surely won't sit too well with the state workers. But it might be similarly lamented by those who faced the zero-sum task of creating the next year's state budget. Wages are a key driver of tax revenue. The higher the wages, the more tax revenue Lansing gets. It comes to Lansing via our income tax. Ehrlich, who was presenting Friday along with his fellow representatives of the University of Michigan Research Seminar on Quantitative Economics, pointed to the main two drivers that is causing the erosion of Michigan's one-time wage advantage. Well, if you go back to 1990, the average worker wage for blue-collar workers was $11,500 higher than blue-collar workers nationwide. Since then, this differential has been reduced by two-thirds. As of just 2 years ago, 2024, we are now only $3,000 higher than workers nationwide. The other issue is the sector the economists define as higher education attainability, mostly private sector. White-collar jobs for which a college degree is a prerequisite. Well, of course he's going to point to that. He works and is paid for the University of Michigan. So, of course, he's going to talk about that being a factor. Is it accurate? Well, if you compare it to college degrees, probably yes. But there is other alternatives. Vocational schools. There's other jobs that can be attained without a college degree that actually pay more than a person with a college degree. But I digress. Let's get back to the story, Randy. In 1990, Michigan workers in the private sector enjoyed a small wage advantage over the national average, but now they're at a disadvantage. Overall, both higher-educated college workers and blue-collar workers are now trailing the nation by $9,000 as of 2024. the state's historic advantage, especially in the blue collar. Despite its steady erosion over the decades, is something to be very proud of. But basically, because we invented the middle class here in Michigan, those opportunities are changing. And if you factor in the white collar sector, it actually causes us to need to reflect on what we're facing. We are now transitioning from a production-based economy to a knowledge-based economy. If Michigan is going to get back its competitive edge, Michigan needs to increase employment, especially in higher education and higher wage industries. That means helping more young people get a bachelor's degree. Again, I disagree. But he works for University of Michigan. So, of course, he's going to say that. If we help more young people get bachelor's degrees, he concluded, we would do a better job of keeping them in the state post-graduation. We have the opportunities, we just don't have the people. Well, there's one other factor that needs to be considered. Coming out of vocational training schools such as auto mechanics, welders, carpenters, electricians, HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. Do you know, folks, the average median salary is $110,117? College degrees, median average income, $91,326. But they don't mention that. They don't mention that in this story. Well, higher education has some problems. The amount of money that is being paid to these professors, causing tuition costs to go up so dramatically over the last few decades, has got to stop. There has got to be competition. These colleges need competition, and I believe the way to do it is through vocational community colleges and others that provide this type of vocational training. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, we had a sponsor email us a one-minute commercial, Michigan First Principles, and they prepaid for this commercial to air for the next couple of weeks here on the radio station as well as during my show. Well, four people have already texted me, JJ, for me to send them the phone number for you to contact U.S. Congressman John James' office in Washington, D.C., as well as his office in Warren, Michigan. Per the commercial, very simple, says, tell John James to stay in Congress. Tell him to drop out of this race for governor. I'm going to make a prediction right now, folks. If the primary voters on August 4th vote to make John James our Republican candidate nominee for governor, he's going to lose in November. John James has already proven not once but twice he loses statewide elections in the November general elections. He can win the primaries to be the Republican Party's candidate, but he loses in November. Gary Peters beat him. Debbie Stabenow beat him when he ran for U.S. Senate. Statewide U.S. Senate seat. I believe if John James is the Republican candidate for governor, we will either have Mike Duggan or Jocelyn Benson as our next governor. Both of them are Democrats. One, Benson is extremely more liberal, progressive, socialist, communist than Duggan, but he's not far behind. And he supports ranked choice voting, a communist method of voting in our elections. John James cannot be the candidate. It's that simple. So as a result, this Michigan First Principles organization is paying for this commercial to air on the show and during the music. But their message is very simple. Call John James's office in Washington and also Warren, Michigan, and tell him to drop out of the governor's race and to stay in Congress. If the Democrats slip that 10th congressional district seat, folks, which is very, very competitive, we lose control of the House. They will, with Jeffries as the new majority leader, come January of 2027, they will impeach Donald Trump in the House. If we fail to maintain the Republican majority with John Thune as the Senate Majority Leader in the U.S. Senate, they take back control. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader. They will impeach and convict for impeachment this sitting president. We remember Nancy Pelosi back in the day, not once but twice impeaching him in the House. Well, thank God they didn't have the numbers in the U.S. Senate to convict him of that impeachment. But it could happen this year based on this election. And one key flippable seat is the 10th Congressional District down in Macomb County area of our state. Congressman John James needs to stay in that seat and prevent the impeachment of this president in the House. Because if they can't impeach in the House, it dies in the Senate. It goes nowhere. So text me JJ for John James, and I'll send you the screenshot of his phone numbers. Washington, D.C., area code 202-225-4961. That's the phone number you'll hear in the commercial. His Macomb County office down in Warren, Michigan, 586-498-7122. As soon as I get off this microphone today, I'm calling both of those numbers, and I'm going to deliver that exact message. Drop out of the governor's race and stay in Congress. It's all I'm asking you to call and say. Drop out of the governor's race, John, and stay in Congress. That's what President Trump has asked him to do, and he refuses to do it. I know exactly why. He wants to go to his young son's games. They're both in, I believe, high school now, freshman and a sophomore or junior, and he wants to go to their games. Well, he can't when he's in Washington, D.C. So he's going to run for governor. And according to the polls, based on name recognition, he's leading in the polling right now for the gubernatorial candidates. Well, I'm not voting for him, and I'm going to make this phone call. You want to join me? Text me at 231-360-5140, the letters JJ for John James, and I'll send you the screenshot. It's programmed into my phone. Let's see if we can have an impact on him perhaps deciding to drop out of the governor's race. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at Fuel.